We have some wonderful VIPs. Of course, Jesus is the first VIP in the house. But we have some wonderful VIPs in the house. One just came. She got sent from heaven just a couple of months ago. Yeah? She might be at the back there. She's the latest person from heaven. And we have someone all the way over the Atlantic from a country beginning with C, where the snow in that country is like this. So we welcome Sister Sora. Sorry if I said it wrong, Sister Sora. And we welcome our Sister Peace. Welcome. It's good to have you. Yeah. Yeah, so good to have them in the house. So I'm just going to carry on very briefly from where Pastor ended last Sunday. But can we just share a word of prayer? Thank you, Father, Lord. We know, Spirit of the living God, that you are here already in our midst. You are excited when we come to your house to worship you, and you respond to our worship. And we thank you, Lord, for the word that we're going to read, oh God. Lord, we have no understanding of our own. Holy Spirit, come and explain your word to us in the name of Jesus. And thank you to Pastor Benson for allowing me to do this. And thank you to everyone for listening to me in advance. So last Sunday, unfortunately, I was quite late to church, but I listened to the preaching on TikTok, Pastor Benson, and he was looking at Matthew chapter 2, the story of Herod, when he found out that Jesus was born and how he tried to kill Jesus. For those of us who want to read this story, I believe you can find it in the book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 19. How many of us have heard of the story about the three wise men? Yeah, everyone, Sunday school, what have you. Like Pastor said, you see all the pictures in the cards. But you know, when Pastor shared the sermon, I was just telling my husband, I said, I've never heard it preached like this before. Have you ever heard a topic where Herod is the main topic? We just skip over that guy, right? But I was just, when I was listening to the preaching again, I said, wow, thank God for revelation. And you know, for those of you who didn't listen to it, you can listen to it on the church website. But just to summarize, I want to start from there. What he was saying is that, you know, Jesus was born. And this was the King of Glory, our Savior, the one who would give us a place in heaven. Amen. The one who would die for our sins. If you knew that Jesus was being born, what's the nearest hotel here? In that Premier Inn hotel, you knew who he was. Wouldn't we be queuing outside to see this baby? But Herod had the opportunity to seek this king, but the Bible says he was disturbed. And that is where Pastor focused on. Obviously, none of us are going to be like Herod, killing people, of course. But we're talking about the mindset. Herod had an opportunity to seek the king, but instead he was distracted by, what is this child going to do to my position? And I wrote in my Bible that the greatest tragedy that one can live on this earth is to have an opportunity to meet Jesus and die without meeting him. And something struck me, the pastor said, where is Herod today? Do you know his surname? Where is his house? Where is his structures? The greatest tragedy for a man is to have the opportunity to meet with Jesus and die without knowing him. And Herod had the opportunity. And Pastor was saying, do you know, sometimes, I include myself, we as Christians, sometimes we know of Jesus, but do we seek him? Many people, they know Jesus. You ask the Muslims, they know Jesus. He's a prophet. You know the Jewish people, they know Jesus. He was great. You ask your friends in school, maybe they, yeah, Jesus is a historical factor. We all can know Jesus. We know about Jesus. But do we have a relationship with him? And that's where I want to start off. Very shortly, I won't be long. So that's where I want to start. May we not be like Herod in Jesus' name. It's so easy to criticize him. But some of the things that Sister Shay said this morning, that, you know, we know of Jesus because when I was young, my mom, every Sunday, you best not say you're going anywhere else. You know where you're going on Sunday morning? You don't have a choice, to church. But, you know, seeking Jesus is not necessarily about going to church or singing in the choir and all of that. So I wrote a couple of points here. Based on the back of that teaching, what does God want us to do? God, I've got 4 points here, which I might not cover all. Number one, God wants us to seek him. Number two, when you seek God, you discover him. You discover who he is. Number three, when you seek God, he will respond. There's something that Sister Shay said. She said, we give things our time. We worship things. How many of us have set up our Netflix for this Christmas? You're going to binge watch that series, right? We give things our worship. And she said something, well, what in return do those things give back to us? You've wasted some series of what, 16 hours? You've wasted 16 hours that you can never get back in this life. You know, sometimes some of us, has this happened to anyone? I know we have our phones and our Bible. You make up your mind, this morning I'm going to read my Bible. And you scroll. 10 minutes is gone, you scroll. 20 minutes is gone, you scroll. 1 hour is gone, there's a problem. And you know when you say, I'm going to read my Bible, God bless technology, then you see that push notification, it's so-and-so's birthday. So then you wanted to read your Bible, then you click on that thing. Mission aborted. Thank you. I was looking for the English. Mission aborted. We'll be better, including me. We'll be better this year in Jesus' name. God, give us more grace. So why is it important to seek him? There was a song that was ministered on Friday, and Sister Stacy will sing it again today. You know what? The Bible says that the only way that you can know God is not by coming to church on Sunday. It's not by, I don't know, listening to your favorite preacher. But you know what? You know how you find God? The Bible says, when you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Jesus wants to be found. Just as how the wise men found him. Herod had the opportunity to find God. I'd like us to go to Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14. If you're part of this church for a long time, you know verse 11 is our pastor's favorite scripture. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 14. The Bible says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." Then God says after that, we like to read that verse, that God has a plan for me, God has a plan for me. But look at that following verse. It says, "Then you will call on me, come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." He says, "You will seek me, and when you seek me, you will find me. When you search for me with all your heart, I will be found by you." You cannot find God through your pastor. You cannot find God through your husband. You have to seek God for yourself. Verse 14 says, "I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore you from captivity and gather you from all the nations and places to which I have banished you, declares the Lord, which I will restore you to the place from which I sent you into exile." Amen. So when you seek God, you see, how can you really know Jesus? By seeking him. Because the Bible says that, you want to know me? Jesus is saying, you want to know me? You know me when you find me. The second point I wanted to talk about is, you know, when you find God, then you know who he is. You don't need to depend on someone else's testimony or what the pastor says. When you find God, you discover who he is. And I just wrote a couple of things. When you find God, you discover that he's a healer. When you find God, you discover that he's a provider. When you find God, you discover that he's a peace giver. I just wanted to share a testimony this morning, very quickly. I'm rounding up. about when you seek God, you will find him. You know, some funny things has been happening to me lately. The devil, he's come to the wrong address. Amen? He's come to the wrong address. The devil, he needs to be smarter. Some things have been coming. You know, at the end of the year, you do your review of your finances and things like that. This is how the devil came. He then decided that he will just make, one time we came from church, maybe 2 weeks ago, he said, oh, he'll just make our boiler explode. That's how there was no hot water, like a joke, the boiler exploded in winter. That's fine, okay. That was quite a lot of money spent there. I said, no worries, Jesus is God, hallelujah. We move, right? Jesus is God. Then, lo and behold, this week, my little boy is sitting in the sitting room. Then he says, Daddy, I feel a drop of water. It can't rain inside, can it? It rains outside. Lord, we just fixed the boiler. What's happening? I said, Jesus. I said, God, please, what is this? I said, Lord, I can't. Lord, I said, God, I pay my tithes. Lord, I give. I can't be making money to be paying for issues. And then, you know what? Look and behold, there is some lovely artwork of water. Now, you know what we do when we find trouble sometimes as people? Instead of to go to God, what do? You know the first thing I did? I went to Google. When you find water in the roof, what does this mean? Oh, it means that there could be a lot of fault. It could lead to decay. It could destroy your structure. It could mean your house. Hey! When I say hey, that means, oh my God. Hey, I went to insurance. Okay, can insurance pay for leakage? It says, yes. Insurance can pay for leakage if it was a burst pipe. But if it was wear and tear, sorry, it cannot pay. I said, God. I said to my husband, I said, I'm going to go and buy decoration. I went outside. That's how I said, nothing's going to spoil my Christmas. I'm going to go and buy decoration. And then you know what? Something just came up in me and I was driving. I'm sure people that saw me driving thought, is this girl mad? Someone help her. What is she doing? I just started saying, Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I cannot serve you and be put to shame in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pay my tithes. Anything that's trying to come and take my finances, I come against in the name of Jesus. And I say, anyway, Father, Lord, you know what? If you want to take the house, take the house. It's fine. We start again. You know what? When you seek God, you find peace. And you know, in the end, we called a plumber, and the plumber said, sorry, we have to cut the ceiling. And the plumber cut our house as if he was cutting cake. So you know what I said? If that was the old Remy, I would be so stressed. But you know what? When you find God, you find peace. It's okay. We celebrate Christmas with holes in the ceiling, but Jesus is God. Jesus is God. When you find God, you find peace. When you find God, you find the truth. That's the mistake Herod made. He thought, I want to kill Jesus. You cannot kill the truth. You cannot kill your creator. So what am I telling you? Are you facing challenges? Is your BP high? Are you facing anxiety? You know what you need to do? Find the King. Just find Jesus. When you find Jesus, you discover who he is for your situation. Hallelujah. And the third point is, you know when you seek God, the good thing about when you seek God is not like me. Sometimes when you call me, I don't pick up my phone. Please forgive me. When you text me, sometimes I don't text. But when you seek God, he responds. The Bible says in Jeremiah, I believe 33, says, call unto me in a time of trouble. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. When you seek God, he responds. And I just want to encourage you in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. When you seek God, he's not a God that doesn't answer. He's not a God that is made out of wood. He's a God that responds. I could go on and on, but because of time, he's a God that responds. He's a God that hears. He's a God that sees us. And lastly, just in closing up, before we have the next special number, the fourth point is, I encourage us all, seek God whilst he can be found. You know, we always hear that the Lord is merciful, his mercy endures forever, he's there. If only Herod sought God whilst he could be found. But we all know the end of Herod, because you can't kill the truth. We need to seek God whilst he can be found. I wrote here, it's time that we, I include myself, it's time that we stop playing games. It's time that we just stop putting stickers on our car, Jesus is Lord. It's time that we stop putting the latest trend on your Instagram, I'm a Jesus baddie, I'm Jesus this, and seek God whilst he can be found. There's a scripture that always scares me. I'd like us to turn to that. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, and I'll start from verse 29. It says, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, and since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways. Sorry, I want to read higher than that. The scripture that I want to talk about, it says that seek the Lord whilst he can be found. Okay, sorry, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5. It says, do you remember that I told you these things while I was still with you? And you know what is now restraining him, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who restrains it will continue until he's taken out of the way. You know, that scripture just talks about, obviously, Jesus Christ is in the right hand side of the Father, but who is he left with us? The Holy Spirit. It talks about a time where, you see, coming to church, joining prayer meetings, and I'm guilty of that, we're all together, God will give us the grace. The Bible talks about that this is not our land forever. Amen, hallelujah. And I'm so happy about heaven. You know, in heaven, I don't have any water problems, any plumbing problems. No house made out of cake there. Everything is good. But in all seriousness, the Bible says, seek him whilst he can be found. Because I tell you, this world is passing away. And by God's grace, we will all rapture. But for those who are left behind, when they run to the church, say, Jesus, too late, he's gone. So this is just to encourage us, like Herod, let us seek God now whilst he can be found. If you're yet to give your life to Jesus, and that's something you like to do, I can ask you, if you're bold enough to come to the front and give your life to Jesus, is the greatest thing. The greatest tragedy for a man is to die without having Jesus. The greatest tragedy for a man is to live this life without having Jesus. But you can seek him whilst he can be found. And if we're all saved, we just want us, in our daily pursuit, explore the word of God. When you fall into times of challenges and problems, seek him, he will respond. Call on him, he's waiting for you. In this period of Christmas, let us seek the King. Let us seek Jesus. Amen.